Whilst the four cornerstones to approval are an almost absolute prerequisite for an investment visa approval, it is possible on occasion to experience a complete exception which proves the rule. Our client was a Canadian qualified lawyer who had been coming to Hong Kong to provide specific arbitration advice into a very specialist submarine construction project that had been ongoing for several years in the waters just north of the boundary between Hong Kong and China. Initially, she was engaged in Canada and provided her services from there, but increasingly she was being called to Hong Kong to conduct face-to-face meetings, and when she actually needed to do any work for her clients, she would leave Hong Kong and decamp to Macau for several days at a time in order not to breach her conditions of stay as a visitor. After some time, she brought her 15-year-old son along with her and enrolled him, quite lawfully, in a summer school in Hong Kong. In fact, her son had been failing at school back home in Canada and responded extremely positive to his temporary schooling in Hong Kong, such that she really wanted to keep him there for the next 12 months and he was keen to do the same. The principal of the school agreed that he could be enrolled as a full-time student, but only on condition that our client secure an employment visa for herself and by extension a dependent visa for her son. The principal explained that a large number of foreign students in the school started out as visitors and then relatively quickly converted to dependent visas once their parents' employment visas were approved. As long as she was prepared to give an undertaking to the school that the visa application was in process, her son could stay in school while she held a visitor visa. So our client consulted us and asked us what her options were. By definition, her work as an arbitrator meant that she could not secure a job offer in Hong Kong, so the employment visa door was closed. At that time, there was no Quality Migrant Admission Scheme nor Capital Investment Entrance Scheme programs on the books, so these options were not available to her either. We counseled her that her only real choice was to apply for an investment visa in the full expectation that it would not be approved, as the four cornerstones to approval would never be satisfied. She was never going to create any local jobs. Her product was herself. She did not need any specific premises, as she worked out of third-party offices at all times. She did not need to invest any capital or commit any real resources to the business, as none were actually called for. And she was, in fact, her own administrator and would, for all purposes, remain a one-man business forever. On the strength of prior experience, her case was an absolute no-hoper. So we agreed a strategy. Understanding that the Immigration Department take up to 6 months to approve an investment visa application, and what she was really looking to achieve was to keep her son in school for 12 months, we agreed to file an application on a bare-bones basis and take as long as we possibly could to prolong the application processing time, placing no urgency on the application. We fully expected a 6 to 8 months processing time prior to refusal, whereupon we would commence a long protracted application for reconsideration. The challenge was to secure a visitor visa for her son consistently for the length of time he needed to finish up his last year's education, and she herself would continue to go to Macau when she needed to do work not involving face-to-face meetings in Hong Kong. With this strategy in play, 4 months into the process, to our complete surprise, they approved her investment visa application. At that time, the approvability test was some substantial benefit to the economy of Hong Kong, which is slightly different to the approvability test of today, namely substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong. Under the test of today, it's my belief that this client would readily have been approved, notwithstanding. But under the previous test, we had to be more obtuse. In any event, the Immigration Department actually got it right, and the test of today is far more reflective of the reality that contribution is a better measure for investment purposes than benefit.